Hey guys, let's do an intro.
Am I supposed to clear my throat too?
No, that's my bit.
Oh, sorry.
Here's our introduction.
Fucking sucks almost as much as usual.
Oh, my name is Debo, and I'm sitting in for John today. Hello, everyone.
Hey, thanks.
Hey!
Welcome.
Hey, no problem. Welcome. Thank you. Yeah. So what do you guys do here?
In the Winter Olympics, there's an event called the biathlon, which involves shooting things with skiing. I didn't quite see the connection there, but what might be a better biathlon rather than a skiing-shooting combination?
I'd like to see a guy shovel my driveway and make me a sub.
Well, I'm not sure if that's for the Olympics, but it's a good idea.
No. We'll make it a competition. I'll be the judge.
So every 4 years they phone you up, fly you wherever the Olympics are, sit you in a house that somehow has a huge pile of snow in front of it.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a lot of snow.
I have to have different houses so everybody can shovel a freshly snowed driveway.
And do you eat the entire sub every time?
No, just a bite, just like the other connoisseurs.
Nice.
I don't want to be a pig about it.
I like that. Okay, I like that. Yeah, so do we just call it the biathlon, or is there like a special name for it?
Biathlon.
Oh,
that's a double entendre.
Yeah.
Is it?
Or how about the scrape eat-a-thon?
Okay. Although with the a-thon at the end, it sounds like they got to do it forever.
Is that what a-thon means?
I think so.
No, I think it's like, well, it has to be 12 hours, I think.
Oh.
What?
I don't know.
Where the hell does that come from?
If it's a thon.
Does it have to go at least... Well, the marathon doesn't go 12 hours.
What do you mean?
You gotta explain this to him.
Yeah, 12 is too long. It could be 12.
I've started buying mustard in the big container. Like, you can get this container with a handle on it, and the top opening...
like a suitcase.
Well, the top... Like, it's probably a gallon, but the top opening of it is, like, a little bigger than the size of a CD, right? So you unscrew this. See, because I really like mustard, you can dip your sub right in to the container.
Holy shit.
I found that people don't like using my mustard when they come over. My sandwich has been in it. But I really like it.
If you let go of your sandwich, it's gone.
Yeah. And then it's a game. Find the sandwich.
Do you have to keep this in your fridge, or does like mustard stay okay?
I like to keep it in my fridge, but I don't think you have to. Because of the vinegar.
Because that would take a lot of room in your fridge.
Well, I don't have a lot of things in my fridge.
I guess if you're just eating soaps all the time.
I don't think there's any room in the fridge when you have a suitcase of mustard.
It's not a suitcase. It's like, you know how you can get that container of salt that you spread on your driveway? It's got a handle on it? That's the style of container.
Jesus.
It's a pail.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to picture people coming over to your house and you're offering them mustard out of a giant bucket.
Well, it's just you don't dirty your dishes that way.
And Luke, in fairness, he probably orders subs ahead of time if people are coming over. That's so they can all dip.
And pre-dips them. These subs have been coated in mustard for your convenience. Excuse me while I go wash my arm.
So what happens? What happens when you can't get to the bottom anymore, or like, or if it's too like, you got to reach too far down and your sub won't reach.
Well, you can, like, the opening is, like I said, is big enough. You can get your whole arm in there if you want.
You could have parties in there.
If you've got your hand in and you're not getting any mustard on your sub, you're out of mustard.
That's the litmus test.
Yeah. I really like mustard.
Yes.
Okay, kids, grab your purse. It's time for a nature walk.
Other than humans, are there any animals in the world that have wars between two large groups to the death?
What about those things that run off a cliff?
Lemmings?
Are they being pushed by the guys in the back?
I don't think they are.
Yeah, but that's a cool idea.
I think they're just stupid, aren't they?
I thought they were being pushed by the guys in the back.
Oh. I don't think it actually happens.
At all?
No.
How do they all die so suddenly then?
Well, they don't. Well, what about ants?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Ants do, don't they?
Ants do it all the time.
My friend dug up. He lived on a farm, and he saw a bunch of red ants and got a shovel and dug them up and dropped them on a pile of black ants. And he said that he watched for hours. It was amazing.
Your friend's a pretty nasty motherfucker.
It's very sadistic, but it was like 8-9 red ants on each of these big black ants and just getting torn apart. Well, the fact that he's still telling me about it, like 14 years later, it must have been a good day.
Jesus.
On the farm. How about fish? Do they ever have, like, groups of fish fighting with other groups of fish? Or is it just
what would they be fighting for?
I don't know, a rock?
Hey, fuck off, this is my rock.
I suppose most animals, you know, if they're attacking another animal, it's just to eat them, not for some territorial gain.
So if you're fighting and you're smaller, you're fighting to just not get eaten.
I think so.
Hmm. It's hard to fight when somebody's just coming at you with their mouth open. And you've got nothing to hit them with.
Well, yeah.
I guess the best strategy would be to run away.
Yeah, speed. If you don't have speed, you're toast. Like, there's no fish with quills.
Oh, there's lots of fish with quills.
Yeah, there are.
Really?
Porcupine fish, in fact.
There is a porcupine fish?
Yeah, it's not really a porcupine.
Well, puffer fish have spikes too, don't they?
Yeah, lionfish.
Are they actual, like, spikes that would hurt the inside of the mouth of a fish?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like lionfish have venom on their barbs. Yeah.
Well, where have I been fishing? I haven't seen any of this.
But even like catfish have big barbs and stuff. Most of them are just sensory, but
no,
you know.
that's a beard.
Yeah.
They have beards.
Yeah, good point. I don't know what I was
thinking. And they're flaccid. They're not like tough.
Well, when you pick up a perch or something and the dorsal spine stick up, that's the same sort of thing, isn't it? That's to keep them from getting swallowed from behind, because the spines sort of point backwards.
It's not for steering?
Well, yeah, it is, partly. But the reason they're sharp and, like, they can be flattened or stuck straight up.
It's like if a human had a steering wheel on their back, it would prevent them from being eaten.
Because it would all get caught in the teeth, eh?
Exactly.
Get caught in the teeth of the bear.
That's totally retarded.
But true.
But true. I could agree with that.
Checkmate.
Didn't you just say checkmate at the end of an argument? Is that a proven debating strategy? Checkmate.
Well, the whole principle of checkmate is you can't do anything.
Well, exactly, but I don't think you can just decide when that point in an argument
he did.
Yeah,
he verbally castrated you.
Ow. Thanks for listening, everyone. This is
the
end.
Hi.
What do we normally say here again? Oh, yeah. Send us email, massman@limitedappeal.net, or visit our website, www.limitedappeal.net.
It's fun.
Really?
It's not for the whole family.
Jesus!
Oh, that'll get some hits.
Thanks for joining us, T-Bone. It's been great to have you along as a guest host. And
thanks,
with
guys.
Luck, we'll have you along all the time instead of that fucker. In case you were expecting something.
Sucker.
This is what you get.
Yeah, it sure is.
Well, fuck you guys. I'm out of here, too.
Checkmate.